Welcome home, handsome. Why don't you sit down on the couch and I'll make you a drink?
I know you don't drink. I'll just pour some of mine on my iced tea in a whiskey glass. Just let me be your perfect little housewife today, okay, baby?
Now, please sit down for me and relax. Here's your drink, sweetie. Do you like my sundress, baby? It's so low-cut, so you can watch my perfect tits with every step I take. They jiggle so nicely every time I laugh. Just look. I put on my prettiest sundress and my sluttiest heels for you, baby. You're a man. You deserve to have something nice to look at when you get home. Something that looks nice and pretty when you squeeze it. And grab it. And fuck it. I'm your little fucking trophy wife, baby. I'm just here because I look pretty and because I take your cock like a depraved fucking whore whenever you feel like it. Say it, baby. Call me your fucking property. Oh, you feel so good when you show me my fucking place, baby. Make sure I'll never forget that I'm worthless if I'm not pretty and slutty enough for you, okay? Please, please remind me whenever you want, because I fucking love it. Now, how about I kneel in front of you like this, and we can both talk about our day? It feels so much better to be on my knees in front of my baby. So natural. Yes, baby, you are right. Women should kneel in front of men to show them respect. You're learning so fast, baby. Kneeling before a superior man makes me so wet. Seeing you look down on me whilst I'm wearing this feminine low-cut dress, squeezing my gorgeous tits together with my arms so you can get such a good view of my cleavage. I bet you'd like it if all women greeted you with a view like this, wouldn't you, baby? Well, they should. You deserve some eye candy wherever you go. Now, can you please make me suck your cock whilst you talk about your day? I promise I'll be silent like a good little fuckhole. Sorry, I know I said I'd be quiet, but I just get so excited when I see a perfect day. I can't help it. Yes, baby. Shut me up with your dick. Demon's mouth, mouth all fucking. And sucking. And kissing. And licking. But they are not for talking. Well, Well, I bet the girls at university are starting to dress slutty by the fucking day, aren't they, babe? With their tight shirts and their short shorts, showing all their slutty little bodies like good girls. However, now it's because of the weather. But in reality, they know the only reason women should be going to university is to provide all the men with a nice perky pair of tits and a big squeezable ass to look at and to grow and to fuck. Education is for men, baby. Girls who just walk around campus so the guys can blow a load in one of their tiny little holes when they're stressed. So they can slap the ass of one of those little condoms until it's red after failing an exam to release all of that frustration. So the guys can make a ranking of the best tits on campus when they're in a boring class. Say it, baby. I love it when you say it for me. I felt you throb in my mouth when you said it, baby. Your cock knows the place of women, doesn't it? That's why it comes hottest, stickiest, creamiest, biggest loads when you're degrading women. Your cock does know best, honey. Just do whatever makes your cock happy. My feelings don't matter, baby. My thoughts don't matter. Just listen to your cock. So, baby, after classes you want to walk, right? Sitting in class all day with those cock-teasing university sluts just so you can go to work and get teased even more by all those tight pencil skirts and unbuttoned blouses. Age is not fair, is it, baby? You should just be able to grow up and spank this little horse. You should be allowed to fuck those little cum sluts on top of the fucking conference table. You should be allowed to show those fuckholes that their place is not behind a desk, but underneath it. Right, baby? You're getting so good at this, sweetheart. I love it. Can you imagine just groping that cute girl from the office? The one with the big ass that always wears those tight clothes. Just squeezing and slapping her huge ass whenever you want, baby. I bet she'll love it. Mm-hmm. baby. All women love to be groped and degraded. It's their purpose. Some are just a bit more honest about it. Like me. You know. If you want, I can buy a skirt just like her. And you can pretend I'm her whilst you grope me and slam me like a good little whore. Would you like that? Oh my god, baby, you came so fucking much. She's mine. Look, baby, all done. Did you know that your cum tastes even better when you degrade me? It does. Now, you promised you'd play with me all day, so I'm gonna make you a little snack, and I'll clean up the kitchen, and you can just come grow your little fuck slug whenever you're ready for round two. Oh, baby, you do not want to miss round two, trust me. I'm gonna tell you about my day, and trust me, I know you're just gonna love it. She's mine. You don't have to thank me for making you a snack, baby. I'm a woman. It's my duty to keep you satisfied. And you can't fuck me on an empty stomach, can you? Yes, baby. Pinch my nipples while you eat. Keep groping my tits through my dress. They feel so good. Sorry for telling you what to do. Thank you for the spanking, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm wearing that perfume that you like so much. I wanted to be so nice and fuckable for you when you got home. Thank you for the compliment, baby. Now that you're finished with your snack, can you please stick your other snack to the bedroom? I want to show you something. Oh, baby, I love it when you pick me up. Makes me feel like you conquered me. Makes me feel so helpless and feminine. Now, baby, put me down, please. I can't wait to take off your fucking clothes any longer. Your body looks so fucking good. And I'll change to the bathroom. I wear lingerie shopping today. I want it to look so pretty for you, baby. Now, just relax. And stroke your cock whilst I tell you a little story. Do you remember last week? when I talked about all of my sexy, slutty girlfriends. And when you gave me permission to talk to them about it.
Well, they loved it as much as you.
Yeah, baby, I'm serious. Who did I tell? Well, I told the little slut that works out with me. As a brunette that's so flexible and sexy. I mean, I know I have a fucking gorgeous ass, but even I am jealous of her perfect one. Oh, baby, you don't have to know the names. We just have to know what they look like. Because that's important. Knowing if the girl is nice and fuckable is so much more important than knowing silly things like her names.
Say it, baby. Say it.
So naughty. Who else did I tell? Well, there's the tall redhead from my work. Oh yeah, you remember her, don't you? From way back when I took her to the beach with us. You tried so hard to keep yourself from staring at her perfect rack in front of me. You were so sweet, baby. Thank God you now know that it's your fucking right to look at those perfectly big bouncy tits whenever you want. You know that if you wanted it, I would suck your dick while you scroll her Instagram and looked at all over her slutty bikini pictures. I'm so glad that you have accepted your place as a superior man and deserve to do these things. It makes me so happy. Oh, and how can I forget? I told a blow that went into high school with me. You know, the one that is so fucking hot that she became an actual fucking model. I think she loved it the most when I told her. She practically begged me to take her with me when I went lingerie shopping. Now, do you want to see what we bought? Well, they helped me choose, and let me tell you, you know that I'm a slut. But even I was surprised by how slutty my friends are. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. Do you like it? I really do like this light blue color. And the bride's so lazy. And it just perfectly shows off my big fucking tits, don't you think, baby? It is a little uncomfortable, but I don't fucking care. I'm not supposed to feel good. I'm just supposed to look sexy and slutty for you. Right, sweetie? That's right, baby. Do you want me to turn around for you? Do you want to see my ass? Of course you do, baby. Let me just turn around. Thank you for the spank, baby. Yeah, the blue fabric makes it super obvious when I'm white. I actually tried this out with my brunette friend, you know. Yeah. We made a few pictures together. You like them? Oh, baby. Your cock is just drenched in pre-cum. I'm glad you like this so much, baby. Why don't I show you the outfit my redhead friend chose for me next? Hey there, good looking. Yeah, this is definitely into this black and pink combination. You are too. I'm glad to hear that. I really like the little pink bows on the bra and the panties. It makes me feel like I'm present. Something nice to look at and play with. Something you can just return if it doesn't satisfy you. Something that is wrapped in pretty little wrapping paper to make you extra excited for it. Tell me I'm your little present, baby. Tell me I'm here for you and for no one else. Tell me that I was such a dirty little whore for taking all my slutty little friends' lingerie from me. Yeah, punish me. You want to interrupt me? Well, I still have one more set I want to show. Ah! Sorry. Yes, sir. You absolutely can unwrap your present whenever you want. When you press your body against me like that, I can just feel your cold pressing against my smooth little body. Baby, please. Yes, I like it around my cup. Please, but I really want to tell you more. Please, I can't think when you wrap me like this. You know I haven't had an orgasm in a week, baby. Please, you miss me so much. I need to come. I'll do anything. Please, just tell me what you want me to do. Fuck. Please just stop my clit. It's so sensitive. I'm sorry for being such a fucking whore. I'm sorry for taking my friend's lingerie shopping instead of sending them to you first. Thank you for punishing me. Now I'm gonna pretty please show you my set. Yes, such a good story behind it. Oh, fuck. Okay, thank you, baby. Thank you. Let me just bend over to get this lingerie off the floor and... And we are done spanking and grabbing my ass on trees. Sir, I'd like to apply for a job. I'm here for the position as your personal fucking condom. I know this lingerie looks so slutty and pretty. These pants are so small, they struggle to cover my perfectly puffy slit. And I don't think I'm even allowed to call this a bra. Why did it spill out with every movement I make? This lingerie makes me look like such a fucking whore. Don't you think? I didn't even choose this, you know. Nope. Not the redhead. Not the brunette either. He was a perfect, drop dead gorgeous, jaw dropping blonde model I chose it. He's such a fucking cocktail, baby. Such a filthy fucking cunt pretending to be innocent. You need to show her a fucking place. I want to watch her see a pound all of that fake innocence out of her. Oh, I want to watch her perfect fucking face being used like a flashlight by you. I want to watch your hands all over her tight little model body. I want you to tell her that women that look like that deserve to be treated better than others because they're pretty. I want you to fucking indoctrinate her with your cock. Make her think she's better than other women because she's prettier. Because it's true, baby. And then when she gets cocky, I want you to show her why she's still fucking worthless. Because she's still a fucking woman. And she'll never be me. I want you to make her read your fucking ass once we fuck. If you give me a passion, I want you to make it lick your fucking cum off the ground when you miss. I'm the only slut worthy enough for you, right, baby? I'm the only one that knows my fucking place. Oh, I didn't have to ask you to say it. I fucking love you, baby. Do you want to know why I bought this ridiculous outfit she suggested? I'll tell you. As long as you keep stroking that perfect fucking cock for me, sweetheart. Well, as I stood in the changing room, that little blonde cock tease came in and stood right behind me as we both looked in the mirror. I could feel her fucking tits pressing against my back, and she started complimenting my body. How perfectly toned my legs were. Oh, and then baby, stroke a little faster for me and look at my fucking legs, please, baby. I need you to look at your little. She talked about how jealous it was of my perfect. And oh, she's stripped, baby. Oh, all the way. Oh, her body was so fucking hot. Turned to perfection. Small pretty tits. Oh, tight fucking ass. Her faint stomach. Oh, she pressed herself against me again. I could feel how hot her it was, baby. Oh, she taught me that she had a huge crush on us both, baby. I didn't even know she was bi. God, it was so hot hearing her say those dirty things to me. She smelled so fucking good. She started grazing my body with her. Oh, your fingertips. As she told me, she was jealous of my big, perky tits. Because she knew you like big tits. Oh. She wanted to look good for you. Good girl. She squeezed my tits and she was talking about you. I just couldn't help myself. Oh, fuck! Slam my pussy through my panties, please! I need to be punished, please! Oh, God! Ah! She talked about you! Oh, fuck! Ah! She tried to rub my pussy! Ah! Oh, oh, no! Wait, please! She didn't do it! I told her, I wasn't allowed to come! Ah! Promise, you're speaking the truth! I can't take it anymore. Oh, my clit is just too. Oh, fuck! Oh. Okay. So, she stopped kissing me. She told me the idea of getting pinched and denied was really hot. And she wants to try it with us, baby. You started stroking even faster. Please, baby, I'm not finished with the story. It's worth it, I promise. She just kept talking about you, and I started to focus on her words while she softly squeezed my big tits. I started imagining you in there with me. Fucking me silly in that dressing room, like a little public whore. I wanted you so bad. island, baby. I wanted you to fuck me in a tiny fucking dressing room, baby. I wanted you to make me look in the mirror to make sure that I still look pretty while you fuck me like an animal. Oh, you're making me dress my hair and pinch my nipples so I look extra fuckable. Oh, slapping my face to put a little color on your cum run. Oh, you're so bad, baby. I want to be as tight as stool to hear the fucking pounding. I'm warning every woman there to get fucking drenched thinking about the man that can make a girl moan like that. I wanted everyone there to know what a fucking stud my boyfriend is. I wanted to see the jealous looks from women who walked out from that dressing room covered in your cum with you around my arms. Oh, I wanted all of them to rub themselves silly when they got home, wishing you came on their face instead. Oh, and I got so close to coming, baby. I started moaning your name, telling you I was so close. And when I got right on the edge, that little blonde whore slapped my pussy so hard she made me cry. Could have had the best fucking orgasm of my life, but it got completely ruined. She knew good girls don't come. She ruined my orgasm just for you, baby. I'm sorry for almost coming, baby. Oh, I deserve this. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. So, where the top worked out, these panties were completely so hurt. There were other panties on the ground from other lingerie sets, and then some of those got ruined. So, I bought this ridiculously slutty set out of embarrassment, since there was no way anyone would be able to make this panty sellable again. So, here I am, baby, with no one, no two, three slutty lingeries. So many ruined orgasms, I'm starting to forget what coming feels like. Given all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times. Doing things that you don't. I know you've been holding on while I was telling this story. Please, please come for me. Please come for me. Please come and lover my pretty face. I keep it pretty just for you, and your sticky, hot, white load is only going to make me look prettier. Perfect little whore for you. Please, baby, please, please come for me. Please, 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 please. Oh, thank you. Thank you. No. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your cum. Oh my god, that's so much. Probably not this. hand is gonna rain again just by me telling that story. And what we're looking,
I can tell you a little more about how I'd like you to treat me and my slutty friends. Okay, baby.